Big private water companies have been taking over publicly owned utilities as a way to multiply their profits. WHYY's Kenny Cooper reports the leaders of a few public water departments are happy to hold out.
For years now, the Philadelphia suburbs have become ground zero for private water companies shelling out tons of money to buy publicly owned systems. So much so that the flurry of sales has turned Tony Bellito into a social media darling. But not because he's a fan.
People should see privatization for what it really is, which is a scam.
Bellito's outspoken criticism of investor-owned water companies at public hearings has gone viral. As the executive director of the North Penn Water Authority, he views privatization as the biggest threat to the Montgomery County operation and to residents' wallets.
Our customers spend about $1 per day for all the water for their home. Now, that is a great bargain. In fact, I say it's the best bargain in town.
Pennsylvania's public infrastructure is getting older each day, prompting some communities to toy with the idea of selling off their water assets for a high price. Alluring? Yes. But Bellito says there's a simpler solution to addressing changing water quality standards, costly repairs, and a growing customer base. He says public consolidation is tried, tested, and will have less of an impact on bank accounts. Sellersville joined North Penn in 2011.
And they had a lot of infrastructure problems. They had water quality issues. They had hydrants that didn't work, and they recognized that they were not making the investments. We made those improvements in the Sellersville system, and it is operating like wonderfully right now.
What happens if the water is running just fine? If the public water authority is not troubled? Are the big guys still eyeing them? Noel Brandon says, operationally speaking, the Chester Water Authority is doing great.
The big problems is actually around all the issues dealing with investor-owned utilities knocking on our doors, trying to take us over by whatever means necessary. And we're in hot and heavy legal battles trying to combat that.
When he retired from engineering to join the board of this regional water authority, Brandon didn't expect all the drama. But like Bellito, he feels a sense of duty to speak up. Aqua Pennsylvania has been trying to buy the system from the bankrupt city of Chester for years. Brandon says it is important to advocate on behalf of customers.
Once that switches over to investor-owned utility, it's not coming back. The investor-owned utility is not going to say, municipality, here's your sewer system back. Here's your water system back. Why? Because it's a huge cash cow for them. They're going to make profits hand over fist in perpetuity.
Despite the outspoken approach of Brandon and Bellito, smaller public water systems continue to face an uphill battle.
I am the operations manager. I've been here for, this is my anniversary month, 24 years.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Guiding us through the treatment plant at the Downingtown Municipal Water Authority, Denny King takes great pride in his job turning H2O from the Brandywine Creek into drinking water.
All the sludge. Unfortunately, you can't see, but all the sludge settles to the bottom. The clear water comes up the top.
There's just one problem. Executive Director Steve Sullen says it's not his staff. It's the machines.
I mean, everything is just getting tired. So,
not worried about turning a profit, the Water Authority has gotten creative when it comes to generating revenue. But selling water to swimming pools and owning parking lots only gets the budget so far.
You know, we're struggling to keep our rates low and provide the best product we can now. How long is that going to last? I don't know.
Downingtown Municipal Water Authority is surrounded by investor-owned systems on all sides. He says consolidation will eventually have to happen, but whether it's public or private, that decision is up in the air.
But my belief is the value of this authority well outweighs the sale price of what they, you know, offer up front.
In the end, it's the borough's assets. It's the people's water for now, and all he can do is advocate. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.